Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is James William Gregory Jr., and this is Triple H from Baptist Church, and I'm the pastor. This is GMN Gregory News Network. Today is Father's Day, June 21st, 2015. Coming to you here from the Los Angeles, California area, here on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. This is a live radio show on the internet worldwide. This is GMN Gregory News Network. I'm the founder, only owner of GMN Gregory News Network, by the grace of God. I've been on the air since 1999, and I'm glad you're listening to this live broadcast. Later on this week, I'll take this live broadcast and put it up on my Facebook site at James W. Gregory Jr. and also on my Twitter site at Gregory of News. Going to a special celebration for a good friend of mine. His name is Donald, for his father. It's Father's Day. Hey, Donald, say hi.
Hi, everybody.
That's Donald, a good friend of mine at Faith Baptist Church. Earlier I was at Faith Baptist Church in Canoga Park, California. Pastor Tim Rasmussen put on he preached the Word of God, and it was a good message. Praise the Lord. It's very hot here in the Los Angeles area. Also, a special shout-out to my friends at Trinity Baptist Church and College in Jacksonville, Florida. I've been here almost 3 weeks now. It'll be 3 weeks tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, that I moved back here to Los Angeles. I've lived in Los Angeles, California, 18 out of the last 23 years, approximately. And, hey, if you ever want to watch one of my TV shows on the internet worldwide on YouTube, just go to at YouTube, put in James Gregory, or go to Google and put in GMN Gregory News Network, and it takes you right to my YouTube broadcast. I'm broadcasting here on my cell phone worldwide. It's a brand new cell phone. Now, if you want to contact me on my other cell phone, that number is 904-575-8797. 904-575-8797. Believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, the righteous Son of God. Believe that the Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary over 2,000 years ago. He was buried in a new tomb, a borrowed tomb, and he arose triumphantly from the grave on the third day by the power of God. He is now seated on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us, praying for us. And one day in the future, the Lord Jesus Christ himself, the God of gods, King of kings, Lord of lords, is coming back from heaven to judge the world in truth and in righteousness, in great power and great glory. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Not maybe have, not possibly have, but have everlasting life. If you believe and trust in the Lord, repenting from your evil ways, he will save your soul, and you'll have the blessed assurance that you're going to heaven when you die. Yeah. See, the thing is, ladies and gentlemen, today's the day of salvation. We are not guaranteed tomorrow. We're not guaranteed the rest of this day. People are dying right and left all around the world every day. Thousands of people are dying every day. And those people that accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior live in heaven. But those people who reject the Lord Jesus Christ, let me forewarn you, hell is a real place. It's a burning, fiery place. And the people who reject the Lord Jesus Christ, they go to hell. And the Bible says in Revelation, death and hell will be cast into the lake of fire for all eternity. Now listen, ladies and gentlemen, Satan is a liar. He's the father of lies. He's the great deceiver, and he's deceiving a lot of people into believing, oh, I'm a good person, or I give money to the church and I help people out. There's nothing wrong with that, but that doesn't save you. You have to believe and trust in the Lord. Now, Abraham believed God, and it was accounted unto him for righteousness. Believe God. It is impossible for God to lie. impossible for God to lie. Okay? God, he's the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by him. Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. We're in the end days, ladies and gentlemen. That's the way I see it. You know, as I've mentioned many times on this broadcast, I've been having shows here on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70 since 2013. And I've mentioned many times that, you know, we're in the end days. I believe wholeheartedly, like, Pastor Roland Rasmussen, the senior pastor of Faith Baptist Church, he has a book out. He believes we're going to go for the tribulation period. And I believe, that's the way I believe, too. I'm not afraid because I know I have God on my side. Jesus Christ himself said, God manifested in the flesh. Fear not. Don't fear people of the world. Don't fear the devil. Because the thing is, ladies and gentlemen, and this is the truth, if God be for us, who can be against us? It doesn't matter. If God is for us, and I know he is, it doesn't matter if the whole world goes against you, because God is on our side, and that's all that matters. And we have to have a burden for people to let people know in truth and in love that they need the Lord Jesus Christ. But the thing is, a lot of people are rejecting the Lord, you know, and they think they're going to get away with it, with their sin. That you can't get away with your sin. I can't get away with my sin, and no one else can either, ladies and gentlemen. You know, God is fair. You know, the thing is, God is fair. He's the fairest of 10,000, okay? You know, he gives people a chance to repent, believing and trusting in him, and him alone. But if you don't repent, you're going to suffer the consequences. I started writing a book not too long ago. The title of it, Consequences. There's consequences to our action. There's consequences to my action and to everyone's action. Whatever ye shall sow, that shall ye also reap. Now, I'm not perfect. No Christians are perfect. You know, there's people out there that think, that say this, oh, if you don't, you got to trust the Lord, but you have to keep all the commandments. None of us have kept the commandments. Only Jesus Christ kept the commandments because he's the author of the commandments. He's the only one who ever kept the commandments. So if you believe that way, you think you're saved, By trusting the Lord and keeping the commandments, there would be no Christians. Because none of us can keep the commandments. We've all broken the commandments. And when you break one part of the commandments, you've broken them all. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Okay? For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Not maybe be saved, but shall be saved, ladies and gentlemen. And let that sink in. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, call upon him in prayer and say, Lord, I know I'm a sinner. I know I deserve punishment in hell, but Lord, have mercy on my soul. And he will do so. It is impossible for God to lie. Okay. If you need to contact me, you can send me an email anytime, QuakeMan30@gmail.com. QUAKEMAN30@gmail.com. If you ever want to make a contribution of any kind to this Christ-centered ministry, much appreciated, $10 or higher. Also, I have a newsletter, the Gregory Report. If you want one of my newsletters, it's only $1. And also, I just recently started an online newspaper, a Christian newspaper in Jacksonville. It was called The Target of Jacksonville, born again Christian newspaper online. It is now, since I'm here in Los Angeles area, it's called The Target of Los Angeles newspaper, a Christian newspaper online, on the internet, worldwide. I've been on the air since 1999, all forms of media, cable TV, radio, and that's the God be the glory, internet currently. And if you ever want to make a contribution, I've had many contributions, hundreds of contributions for my networking shows since 1999. And, the Lord is, Jehovah Jireh, the Lord who provides. I'm not in it for the money. I'm here to glorify God, to lift him up, and not myself. I'm nothing. But I'm thankful to God that he saved my soul, and he can do the same for you. Today's the day of salvation. This is a 15-minute live broadcast, and pretty soon I'm going to be wrapping up. And I'm glad you're listening to my broadcast. Like I said, God willing, I'll put this broadcast up on my Facebook and Twitter at some other time this week coming up. And so keep me in your prayers. I was just diagnosed with diabetes the other day, and I have to watch what I eat. And keep me in your prayers, ladies and gentlemen. I much appreciate it, and I'm glad to be back here to Los Angeles, going to Faith Baptist Church. I've been going to Faith Baptist Church out here off and on since 1993. Also, Christy, she's my ex-wife. If you're listening to this broadcast, Christy, I still love you. I still care about you, and I miss you, and I'm praying for you. You pray for me, too. And please forgive me. I messed up. A lot of times in our marriage. But I pray that you would forgive me, and I have forgiven you. None of us are perfect. Only God is perfect. Ladies and gentlemen, God is the God of forgiveness. We have to forgive each other. There was just a shooting recently in South Carolina at a church in Charleston, South Carolina. A white man, 21 years old, went into a church and killed 9 people. And those people were believing and trusting the Lord. They went to heaven. Only God knows the heart, of course. And there's racism still going on here in America. And the thing is, Satan, he's a divider. He wants people to hate each other for the color of their skin. We're all the same on the inside. God made us all different on the outside, different color, different, ethnic background. We have to love each other and care about each other because that's what God wants us to do. It doesn't matter what color you are or where you're from. God is no respecter of persons. He's no respecter of me. He's no respecter of you. He's God. He's in control. And so I'm glad you're listening to this live broadcast here on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. And if you ever need prayer or anything, you can contact me anytime on my other cell phone, 904-575-8797. 904-575-8797. That's a Florida prefix. My other, because that's where I just came from. 90 seconds to go of this live broadcast. And ladies and gentlemen, God bless you. And if you're a Christian, serve the Lord. Keep preaching the word. Stay in the word of God. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I believe World War III has begun, and the way I see it, more than likely nuclear weapons are going to be used. 60 seconds to go of this live broadcast, and wrapping up here on Father's Day. Thank God for fathers. Thank God for mothers. Praise the Lord. A special shout-out to my mom in Pennsylvania. She's 84 years old, 7 kids, 7 children, grandchildren, and my mom's a great-grandma, too. And, ladies and gentlemen, going to be wrapping up. I miss my dad. My dad's been gone over 17 years, and I miss him. He wasn't perfect, but I learned a lot from my dad. And today's Father's Day, and special shout-out to my 5 sisters and my 1 brother. I pray that they will trust the Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, going to be wrapping up. My name is James William Gregory, Jr. This is Tribulation Baptist Church, and I'm the pastor. Jesus Christ is my Savior. This is GNN Gregory News Network. Come to your live on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. Signing off for now. Have a great day. Take care.